some unarguable criticism of the Turnbull government because, as Malcolm Turnbull said to me last week, well, we are the government. Even though they've lost the seat of Herbert, they now have 76 seats. The opposition, that is Bill Shorten's outfit and independents and Xenophons and so on, between them have 74. Malcolm Turnbull forms the speakership, so he's got nothing left. 75, the other mob 74. But they are the government. Joel Fitzgibbon is the shadow agriculture minister. And he's criticising the government, and rightly so, on this continuing Murray-Goulburn milk price crisis. Now remember, in April, these pirates, Murray-Goulburn, slashed what they pay farmers for their milk to 37.4 cents a litre. Then in June, Murray-Goulburn lowered the price again to 33 cents a litre. Now, this is well below the 38 cents a litre milk price that the average dairy farmer needs to even break, well, to break even. Now, prior to the election, of course, oh, yes, oh, we're going to do everything. The federal government responded to the crisis. It offered a $578 million concessional loans package, which, as I said at the time, is absolute rubbish. The last thing farmers want is more debt. During the election campaign, Malcolm Turnbull promised to meet Murray-Goulburn management, quote, to get to the bottom of the milk price crisis. Barnaby Joyce promised to organise a conference comprising farmers and processors and retailers, quote, to discuss industry solutions, unquote, to, quote, retrospective farm gate milk price reductions and cheap supermarket milk. Well, the election's over. July 2. It's now August. Have we heard a word about either promise since? Not a syllable. The problem, as I've said many times, has to be attacked at its source, starting with anachronistic, restrictive contracts which allow milk processors like Murray-Goulburn to change the milk price at will and retrospectively give processors total control of supply and, can you believe it, prevent farmers even from selling their milk to anyone else. Murray-Goulburn is already the subject of an ASIC investigation and possible ACCC interest. Where's the government? Well, honour your promise. Talk to them today, as Joel Fitzgibbon says, it's time the government got involved.